We have returned from hiatus, the Law and Ordeals podcast, back with you looking at the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports. Hi, everybody. I hope you missed us. I'm J.R. Radcliffe, sports director at Lake Country Publications and now newspapers.
Hi, I'm specialty media editor Lainey Seiler.
So we have a few weeks backlog of amazing, amazing police reports to get through. And as always, there are some winners. The city of Waukesha never fails to disappoint. So that is one area we'll be visiting. But we're going to start on the North Shore, the extreme North Shore.
The extreme North Shore.
Port Washington. Lainey, tell us what's going on in Port.
Well, on May 28th, police spoke with four teenage boys after a report of someone finding a slice of cheese on their vehicle and seeing the teenagers run inside the house on North Webster Street. The boys removed the cheese.
Very disgusting. Not the type of thing I guess I'd call the police for. Possible that maybe somebody just got sloppy with a hamburger the last time they were in the car?
It was like at 11 p.m., so... I don't know. Teenage boys are having fun with cheese.
It's also a very specific criminal calling card to leave a slice of cheese. Right. There's opportunities here that, the cheesy
burglar.
Bandit. Oh, the cheese burglar. It's perfect. We've got it. That's perfect.
The hooligans, the cheese burglars of Port Washington.
We need to do a Law and Ordeals movie about the cheese burglar. I think that'd be great.
We got to keep tabs and see if they...
Are they going to strike again?
Will they
strike again? The cheese burglar. In Germantown, police received a report that a deer jumped through the window of a residence on Colonial Drive and was walking around inside the home at 6:05 a.m. June 1st. The deer crashed through a back window and ran away before police arrived. After a long night out, Lainey.
I know.
Sometimes you go to the wrong house.
It's true.
This is true for deer. Deer went to the wrong house, started walking around like, this isn't my house. My house has more trees than this.
I know, it's like breaking and entering. I wonder which part of the category of, like, these police reports are broken up, like burglary, theft, other,
right.
Assault. Like, is this an other or is this a burglary?
Act of God? This is pretty much an act of God. And I tell you what, deer, right at the top of the list of things that are, like, adorable to look at from afar, but they... Aren't they the animal that is like the leading killer of man because of car accidents? I do not want to be up close anywhere near a deer, especially one that's freaked out.
They're humongous.
Ugh.
And obviously did some damage to a home in Germantown.
It would be terrible to have a deer jumped into my house because the damage would be immense.
What would you even do?
Right. I don't know. You can't just say like, here, deer. I mean, that's probably not going to get the job done, right?
I mean, if you're a hunter, this is a prime time.
You probably can get a deer kill for free, but that is an intense situation to be sure.
Police received a report that a man outside Starbucks was arguing loudly on his phone and upsetting customers entering the business on June 2nd. The man told police he was just using the, quote, talk to text feature on his phone and promised to talk more quietly.
5:50 in the morning at a Starbucks, and you're like, Alexa, leave a reminder. I guess you wouldn't be talking to Alexa if you're using talk to text, but that's very funny. That is not one of my favorite features of current cell phone technology because of this instance. I don't want to be, it's just awkward talking out loud like that.
Isn't the point of texting you don't have to talk?
You're absolutely right. We've come full circle. We had phones where we could talk all the time. We decided nobody wanted to talk. Nobody wants to answer the phone anymore if you want to talk to them. It better be an emergency. It's all got to be text. We've reached the point now where we're actually talking to text. It just dawned on me how ridiculous that has become.
And why? In public. Like,
this is true. The whole point being in public is that you can express something without using words. It's great.
He's not driving.
No, he's just loud at a Starbucks.
Two lattes, one in each hand.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
His phone's real busy.
5:50 in the morning. Wow. Ooh. That's too early for me to be awake and to be talking to texting. That is for sure.
For sure.
In Menominee Falls, a starter pistol cap gun and two live rounds of .380 caliber hollow point bullets were turned over to police after they were placed into a donation bin at Goodwill. At about 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon, police checked the serial number of the gun, discovered it was reported stolen in the town of Redford back in 1988. Love the detail from the Menominee Falls Police Department about the stolen gun from 1988. That is a cold case.
That is definitely a cold case. I wonder if they could actually get back in touch with that family and be like, oh, hey, we found your gun.
We found your gun, yeah. And donated to a Goodwill. Like, I guess people need bullets, too. That's just not the way to do it.
Take them?
Of course not. Of course they don't. That's why they called police in the first place.
Like,
this isn't right.
Maybe that was their way of, like, hiding a criminal evidence. Like, I know. We'll just deliver
We'll donate it.
We'll donate it to Goodwill. And all these other fingerprints will be on it. No one will be able to trace it. Look, we're solving crimes.
That is one way to do it. Rather than dispose of it, just donate it. That's an interesting approach. Uh-huh. An interesting approach. Oh, my goodness. So now we go to our favorite place, Waukesha. And this is our false alarm of the week.
That's right. This is definitely a good one. A man told police he saw what he believed to be three UFOs flying overhead around 10 p.m. May 28th. According to a police report, he described them as, quote, red balls of light speeding toward the moon, and told officers he was concerned for airport traffic safety. Police reassured him, the report said.
Another great line from the police department. Police reassured him. It's their way of saying, they're there. Yeah. They're there.
Okay.
You're going to be okay. Maybe go home. Let's talk about the red balls of light flying toward the moon. What could they have been?
I don't know. Maybe in, like, one of those towers?
Oh, yeah. That's true. Cell phone towers or just radio towers. Lots of flashing red balls of light. And if you follow their path, they're going up. That's toward the moon. I mean, it could be just a good old-fashioned airplane. Could be an airplane, right?
Yeah, we were discussing, like, what could it be? His brain?
It could be also his brain that is, in fact,
maybe
the problem.
Maybe the headlights of a car.
Yes. UFO sightings, I'm not going to completely dismiss them, but usually there's more than one. Yeah, there's got to be more than one witness for me to even buy a possibility of it. So I'm really sorry, man, and Waukesha.
I actually went with my sister to Marfa, Texas a couple years ago, and they have, like, quote, UFO sightings. And we went and tried to see them, and we didn't see
them. Oh, that's so disappointing.
I know. It was such a bummer. We're like, is that it? And you're like, it's so just a light on someone's farm.
Oh, man. You know, I used to watch Unsolved Mysteries a lot when I was younger. And the ones I really loved were the unexplained phenomenon. You know, like the place in wherever, Arizona, where you can hear sounds or see lights and nobody can explain them. And they can get video of it, but there's still no way to explain it. And, like, everybody who goes there sees it. It's crazy, some of this stuff. The Earth is an unusual place. There's lots of weirdness there.
You know, maybe this is something we should investigate.
I think you're probably right. Red light toward the moon, people. Be very afraid. Also in Waukesha, a woman told police she was afraid her neighbor might injure her or her children after her neighbor whistled a threatening tune from a Clint Eastwood movie to her around 3 p.m. June 1st. Officers determined the report was linked to a Memorial Day dispute and advised the woman to call only about police matters.
I guess that's another false alarm.
I guess it would be. Clint Eastwood is an interesting pull. When we're talking about the Clint Eastwood movie, what music comes to mind out of that?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking, wah, wah, wah.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Is that even a Clint Eastwood?
I think it's a cartoon thing. I don't know.
Yeah. And then, actually, when I first read this, I was thinking of that Kill Bill
whistling
tune, and I'm like...
Oh, right, like a Western thing. No, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know if
Clint
Eastwood and music don't work together for me. But it's cool that he's been on the podcast with Kiefer Sutherland now. We have a lot of celebrity sightings.
We do.
Very intimidating, that Clint Eastwood.
Still in Waukesha.
We are not leaving Waukesha anytime soon.
An employee at a Champion car wash told police someone was using a $20 bill on a string to steal from a change machine at the business on May 24th. The employee was unsure of how money had been stolen, the police report said. How much money, I think.
So that's an interesting trick. Does that really work, do you think?
I don't know.
We're terrible criminals. This has been established, but, like, trying to decide, we should do something where we just test out criminality and see if it can be done.
You know, we should try it at the vending machines in our office.
That's right, because they're really smart. They take credit cards, and they've got, like, lasers and stuff like that. Do you think we can actually fool one of those things?
I don't know. Like, okay, I got a $1 bill. Let's see if we can get some free...
Yeah, I don't want to put a 20 in there and have that be ripped out of my hands. Forget that. We'll put it on a string, and we'll see if we can do it. We're going to be good criminals by the end of this.
We will.
I think that's what makes us so good about this, is we're willing to be good criminals.
Yeah. We are.
That's
doing the research.
Yeah, we'll do research. We'll get back to you guys.
Learn from other people's mistakes.
Yes, and the police reports are a great way to learn from other people's mistakes. Let's stay in Waukesha, our favorite place. A family who moved here from Brookfield was advised by police that Waukesha is a safe place to live after the sons tried to make friends with passing juveniles who became hostile at 10:30 p.m. May 19th on Garfield Road. Now that's Again, it's all in the words that the police department provides. Like, they felt compelled to note that they were reassuring the family. Waukesha is a safe place to live. That is an interesting entry.
I know. Like, a new family, and they're like, I just imagine, like, a Brookfield family moving to Waukesha and being like,
Waukesha.
Oh, no, Waukesha.
Yeah.
And for people see UFOs out here.
For those who are not from the area, Brookfield and Waukesha, both extraordinarily safe, suburban, pleasant living places, yes. For the most part. Obviously, Waukesha's a little bigger,
yeah.
But and probably has a few more problems, but still very much, this is not a place to where families should be afraid. We'll say that.
No. Very safe. Still in Waukesha, though.
Love this place.
I mean, there are a lot of police reports.
There are, but they're great. They're not like, I'm concerned for my well-being. It's like,
no, it's like, maybe I should be concerned. Dumb. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, police responded to a report of protesters screaming in customers' faces outside an AT&T on May 21st. Approximately 20 people were outside the store protesting contract negotiations. Police made contact with the representative of the protesters and provided her with copies of the city's rules on demonstrations and protests. The protesters were advised that they were required to stay on the public sidewalk and that the violation of the rules could lead to arrest.
Here's the thing. If you're a customer going into an AT&T, I mean, I already hate what's coming in the next 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. 15, maybe more like 35 to 40 minutes.
No one wants to go.
No one wants to go to the cellular provider anymore. No. If you're going, it's for a couple things. A, you need to buy something, which means you're going to be someone's going to try to sell you 5 more things than you want. B, it's because your phone isn't working, which already stinks, and now you have to wait however long it takes for them to figure out how to fix it, and it's probably going to cost you an arm and a leg. I am not sympathetic to the protesters who want, you know, it's like, you guys are the least favorite part of my day, coming to visit you.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
sorry that things aren't going well for you. But don't yell at me. I would call the cops if I were these people.
Oh,
I would
God,
be like, you know what? I don't need to put up with this. It's already awful for me to go there. I definitely don't want the added problem of having people yell at me.
Right. You're like, I just want a phone. It's not political.
Right.
It's not anything.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to get your phone.
Yeah. Man, when did going to those places become so bad? Like, cable providers, too.
Yeah.
Granted, I don't go there very
often.
No one
wants to, like, call customer service.
I know. And it's not, from my experience, it's not even, not speaking to the phone side. I hate going into the phone place. Cable people have been fine with me. I've never had a problem with them, but it's still, like, just so awful to go to the cable place.
It's never fun.
No.
But contracts are, I agree. I'm sure these contracts are ridiculous.
Yeah.
These protesters are probably right on.
Yes. But I am not sympathetic. It's not my fault. It's just where I'm at in life.
I also think it's funny contrasting this Brookfield family where you're like, yes, the police officers report because people are protesting at an AT&T.
Yes.
Like, it's not,
this is not like
it's
a
violent
life or death.
Protest. It's
right.
People mad about their contract.
It's true. It's
their
true.
Cell phones.
In Greenfield, we'll unfortunately leave Waukesha behind for the week and go to Greenfield. Police went to the 5500 block of West Forest Home Avenue after a caller reported a bald, white man wearing a football jersey standing on the curb, flipping off vehicles. At 3 p.m. May 22nd, police spoke with the man who stated he was upset with the way some people were driving. He was warned about his conduct and told to move on. Laney, now you know how I spent my May 22nd in Greenfield, and this is absolutely how I plan to spend my weekend as well, flipping off drivers somewhere in the Milwaukee metro area.
Yes.
It's what I do.
It's what you do.
You people need to drive better. You people need to drive more slowly or something. Stay in the lines. And don't, if we're at a four-way stop and I'm there and you're there first, go. Don't wave me through. That's confusing. I know you're trying to be polite, but stop that. Stop that.
Single-handedly, you are going to solve the driving crisis.
Absolutely. I'm a bald white man in a football jersey.
Yes,
that's what's happening. Thanks for listening to Law and Ordeals this week, the strange and stupid of Milwaukee Metro Police reports. For Laney, I'm JR. We'll catch you again very soon.
Bye.